Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And it gets me every time. We're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 1st of December.
That it is.
That is amazing. Wow. We burned through November. So, for all you people who celebrate Christmas, well, we've got 25 days of shopping left.
Yeah, that is correct.
If you missed Black Friday, sorry, you didn't have anything enjoyable. Or you probably, I mean, your life is ruined, most likely.
Nobody died, at least.
That we know of.
I think we would have found out by now.
But you know what? There could be
someone hanging out in a stock room somewhere dead.
Right. You know? Or, you know, someone, I don't know, took blunt force trauma and they have a bleeding something in their head. And they had a seizure or whatever. And they died of that.
An aneurysm,
exactly. And we didn't hear about it because it didn't happen at the shopping day. It's definitely possible, Tyler.
It is.
But, you know, still.
It is possible.
So, on today's podcast, we'll get into it a little bit.
Today.
We're going to be talking about our workouts. We're going to another self-indulgent podcast. Last week, we talked about the supplements we take, why we take them. We're going to talk about our own workouts, why we do what we do, and take back the curtain a little bit, as Tyler likes to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on this week, we're going to go through a perfect day in your life. If a perfect day of weight loss, if we're going to go through that. I was listening to an old podcast of another trainer, and she did that. And I was like, you know what? There's some things I agree with her, and there's some things I don't agree with. So we'll go through our own version of a perfect day in the life of a weight loss client.
That sounds amazing.
So today was my first official day at the new club.
Oh, kind of exciting.
And you know what? They have these gravity machines. Have you heard of them?
No.
They're kind of like a Pilates reformer, but what they are in actuality is, have you ever done the Total Gym or seen the
yes.
Total Gym? Chuck Norris is its sponsor.
Yeah.
They're the commercial version of the Total Gym.
Okay.
So it's, at our club at least, they are class only. You can only use them if you take a class.
Okay.
And it's a little half hour short sessions.
Like, once you take the class, you can use them whenever?
Nope.
Or it's only in class, so it's like the spin bikes.
It's like the spin bikes, it's like the reformer.
Okay.
And, so, my shift was 3 to 7. And there was a class at 6. Mm-hmm. And I was shadowing the guy. And my boss comes up, he's like, you should take the class. I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, we'll pay you for it. So I got to work out at the end of my shift, for like half hour on the clock.
Nice.
That was nice. Got to meet some good members, you know, all that good stuff.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was really nice. I got my own little squats and weights and whatever workout in.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, how was the strums?
The strums was good. $400 today.
Nicely done.
$400, 5 hours.
Sold or made?
Sold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then 5 hours worth of just standing there. There's not a lot of people, surprisingly, shopping this season.
Yeah, well, you are in an odd department.
Well, just looking around. Let's just say this. I went to work at 11 today.
Uh-huh.
I found a parking spot like that.
You have to remember, it's the weekend after Black Friday, a Monday at 11 o'clock in Walnut Creek.
Which I figured a lot of moms would go shopping during that time.
See, I think it's a lot of recovery. I think next week you will see it hardcore.
Well, I was top when I left, so I really don't care.
You were top sales?
Yeah.
Nicely done.
So,
in your department? Or
in my department. No, in the store. My department's, like, not cheap things, but...
I thought you were in the bed, like...
In beds and stuff, but it's all decorative stuff where, you know, an outfit, if you go over into, like, the men's furnishing, a whole suit's $400.
Right, right. You sell mattresses?
I sell mattresses, but, I mean, who's
not
buying
often,
a mattress
right
now?
True.
It's kind of a sporadic.
That's a terrible Christmas present.
No, that's a great Christmas gift. Why wouldn't you want to get somebody a mattress for Christmas? It's the gift that every day they get to use.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you? If somebody got me a brand new mattress for Christmas, I'd be ecstatic. Okay. A nice Weston Heavenly bed set? Are you kidding me?
Cindy.
For $1,590, for $1,600, basically $1,700, you can get a Weston, the Weston Hotel.
A hotel.
Heavenly Spring mattress. And that works out to what? You divide that by 365 days a year. That's like less than $10 a night of sleeping pleasure.
Times 10, because it's 10 years, right?
Yeah, then 10 years. So my God, that's like less than a dollar a day. A dollar a day for heavenly sleep. Are you kidding me? That'd be a great Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm the number one seller, people. Number one seller.
I would rather have something that explodes.
Oh. I'd rather have something that explodes, but.
Or beer making. One of the two. I need a couple kegs. I'm starting to keg. Going to the beer making spot tomorrow. Very excited about that.
You're doing that at your parents' house, right?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Why would I do it?
Where you would do it. That was my next question. Is if you were going to do it here, where would you do it?
That's why we dropped off all my stuff over there. Come on. Thanks, Tyler.
Spectacular.
Use your brain.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
So what is your workout?
Well, first, I change my workouts every 4 weeks, approximately.
Touche.
So I started a new program today. And so I usually go between two kinds of workouts, total body 3 days a week or the push pull 4 days a week.
Okay.
So I just switch on from the 3 day total body to a push pull. So push pull is a classic regimen. So you'll work all of your pushing muscles on one day, then all of your pulling muscles on the next day. You rest on Wednesday, then you do it again. The downside to this is you can't do power movements. You can't do power cleans. You can't do snatches because those fit into both categories.
Both.
So that's why I switch between 3 days a week and 4 days a week.
A quick question.
Yes, Tyler.
Somebody might be thinking right now, well, Keon, if you do a pull on Monday, a push on Tuesday, why not on Wednesday you do things that were both?
Because,
and then do pull and push the next 2 days and then take the weekend off.
Because if you do things that are both on Wednesday, you have just tired out your pulling muscles on Tuesday.
Correct.
Yeah. What's my prize?
Sound effects.
I don't get prizes. Dang it. So let's clarify. So every muscle pulls, technically.
Yes.
Every muscle pulls. But some muscles' actions bring the limb further away from your body. So your pecs, if you do a chest press, your hand moves further from your body, right?
Uh-huh.
If you do a row, your hand gets closer to your body.
That's a pulling motion.
And then, it gets kind of dicey with your legs, because people always, like, hamstrings, you know, what, hamstring, quad, what does what?
Yeah.
Definitive answer right here for you, your quad pushes, your hamstrings pull. That is the answer.
Done and done.
So, yes, you're going to be working both your legs and your upper body at the same day. So today, I did shoulders with overhead pressing, chest with some dumbbell bench press, and squats. I also did the gravity workout. So that was it was a shorter workout.
Yeah.
I was planning on going longer, but gravity workout was kind of total body and kind of everywhere. So I kept it kind of short today. And then tomorrow, it's going to be pulling. So that's going to be back, abdominals, hamstrings.
Sounds great.
And biceps.
Get the buys.
And abdominals, I tend to work every day anyway.
Okay.
So I'll do this workout for about 4 weeks, and then I'll switch over to something different, and then something different. How about you, Tyler? What do you do for your workout?
Well, you said total body, so explain your total body before we jump into mine, because
Sorry.
I do total body as well, so it'll be an easy segue through.
Right. So when I go to a 3 day a weeker, I'll work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, whatever it happens to be. And total body will do, you try and work out every body or every muscle group in the body. The downside to total body is you can't get as specific, so you can't spend as much time on each muscle group. So I tend to keep it to big movements, power cleans, power snatches, push press, the squat, the deadlift, bench press, and some pulling. Something like I pull up or rows or something like that. And then if I have time, I'll do arms or, you know, really specific stuff like shoulders and whatever. And that tends to stay the same throughout each workout. I do like to do this, though. It's kind of fun. You pick one muscle group to totally exhaust. So one
within
day,
the total?
Within
or
the total body workout. So one day it'll be quads. One day it'll be biceps. One day it'll be chest. You know, just to give some specificity to each workout and kind of a focus and something fun to do, right?
That sounds good. Sounds yeah. good.
I tend to focus those around the power movements. So I always start big. I start with the snatches, then the cleans, then the push press. Though that is almost always the same way, same thing every time for my total bodies. And I mean, obviously it changes here and there, and I mix in body part splits every so often. But right now, up until probably February, I'll be doing those two workouts back to back.
That sounds spectacular. I as well do total body. When okay. I'm a big fan of working out 5 days a week. But in that, I do have to figure out my rest days. Question.
Well,
Keon
I just
want raising hand.
Cardio is usually every day as well.
Okay.
But we'll get into our own cardio regimens after that.
Okay.
After you talk.
So
about
yeah,
it.
Lifting weight wise, there's usually the two routines that I stick to the most would be either a full body, and it's kind of similar to Keon's push pull as well, where I'll hit a exercise for each muscle group.
Uh-huh.
So shoulders, arms, chest, back, abs, quads,
everything.
You name it. And I'll do a full body in that.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day I'll do a full body, but I'll do the pull version of it.
Okay.
Or, like, it's complicated in the sense of you kind of have to pre-plan what you're going to work out so that you have a day to rest each muscle group, theoretically, per se,
okay,
in the realm of it. But I like to do that as my full body. And I usually do circuit full body
okay.
when I do full bodies.
Right.
I won't just knock out three sets of chest press. I'll chest press to back row to good mornings to squats to, you know, then another time through. Matter on how excited, five, usually it's three.
Right.
So that's that. My other one is I'm a big fan of the body part days where, you know, I'll usually start Mondays with legs because Mondays I'm the most excited to work out and I
uh-huh.
hate working out legs.
Which I love.
So
it's my cocaine.
I usually start with the legs, knock those out, and then, you know, chest, a full day of chest stuff, a whole day of back stuff, a whole day of arms, a whole day. I usually add shoulders with
uh-huh.
just to, because I have a bad shoulder, and so throwing a whole lot of weight on my shoulders is sometimes not the smartest thing for me to do.
Or like consistent shoulders.
Yeah. So I'll do shoulder arms on one day and all that stuff. So I like to split it up in that sense. I do abs either every day or every other day just as well. You feel like you're going to sneeze
yeah.
maybe a little bit.
Oh.
But those are the two. Bless you.
Woo!
I wonder if they heard that.
Yeah,
can
they
see
did.
The spike. So I'm hoping that you guys can listen to this and kind of figure out what works best for you. I know that on my body split days where it's like arm days, chest days and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I see the improvement faster on the body part, but then it's usually a whole week till I do it again.
Right.
So it's a nice, okay, if I do chest on Tuesday, Wednesday, my chest looks nice. Like
uh-huh.
I'm happy with it. And it kind of fades. And
right.
then Tuesday comes back around, and it's Wednesday. Okay, it's nice, you know. So that's kind of that.
And I'd say a lot of people go to that one, but, I mean, would you consider that a really good one for fat loss?
No.
Clients?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're talking about me.
I mean, I know. I'm just saying.
No, I wouldn't do that with
a
– oh, fat loss, I go straight to total body.
Right.
Total body kicks up everything, and it just – total body's the way to go for fat loss if you're going to do it that way.
Giving a preview of our best day ever for fat loss.
Touche.
Do
I need to make a workout for that? Like, do you want me to actually, like,
we'll
say,
talk, we'll,
I do
we'll
this,
talk about
this.
We'll talk about that after.
Okay.
I just don't want to talk about it on the air and give them more hints as okay. to the awesomeness that they're about to get. Okay. How about your cardio? Let's talk about your cardio. Do you do cardio every day, or what does that look like for you?
I'm going to be honest. I try to do cardio every day, but I get lazy and I don't. Right. But when I do cardio, big fan of the HIIT cardio, the high intensity interval training, or whatever you want to call it. It's HIIT.
Yes. I think that would be the exact thing that you
high
said.
High intensity interval training.
Let's say it one more time. High intensity interval training.
So that is a favorite of mine.
What is HIIT training like, Tyler?
It sucks. Well, okay. No, it doesn't suck. It's actually not that bad. It's okay and awful at other times. Basically,
you just said nothing with those words. You realize it's okay and awful sometimes. That's the biggest non-sentence ever to exist.
I like it. It's good. It's a good one. So 20 minutes. I usually will do about 20 minutes because I always do my cardio at the end. So 30 minutes to me, I get bored way too fast.
Uh-huh.
And so 20 is just about the point where I don't fall asleep mentally, like just mentally. Like right. I won't fall asleep, but I'm just at the 20-minute mark, I'm bored out of my mind most of the time. Start off nice 5-minute jog, just getting the heart rate going, you know, probably about 75%.
Okay.
Then a minute sprint. I'm going balls to the wall, just all out. Then I go back to my 75% jog.
Pretty light.
Just nice, recovery, airy, just getting back a little bit.
For how long?
Minute.
Okay.
Minute. That's basically how I just do this. Minutes all around. So then I do a minute sprint, minute jog, minute sprint, minute jog, minutes. I do that 10 times. And then I do finish it up with some jogging cool down.
Nice.
Or if I really enjoy the cardio sense, if I want to knock out cardio, and this is kind of a, there's some days where I really feel like, oh, I just want to work out chest, even though I'm supposed to be doing total body or like right. something like that. When I get in the vibe, like, I crave this cardio sometimes, is jumping rope.
Mm.
And I will knock out, like, 5 rounds of that sometimes.
That's great. I mean, and since you love it, like, I think that's the secret with cardio. If you find something you love, or at least can tolerate, and make it into something you love, that's really the best thing you can do.
That's, the jumping rope is kind of my silent lover. Okay. Just me and my rope.
Me and your rope.
Going to a corner.
Right.
And just jump.
Yep. Okay.
What's your cardio look like? Because you and I never work out together.
No, which I like. Because I think we're very different in our workouts. So, my cardio looks like, I'll do the HIIT if I'm inside. If I'm on a machine, I can't stand being on a machine for more than 20 minutes. So, I'll usually do the HIIT intervals as well. And I'll go for anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes with my intervals. So one will be 2 minutes, then I'll rest for 2 minutes, and then I'll do 30 seconds, 30 seconds, you know, or I'll do a pyramid with it, you know, start at 30 seconds, then go up to 45, 1 minute, 145, and up to 2, and then back down from 2 to 30 seconds, just to keep things interesting. But then I really enjoy the runs if I'm outside. I like to go on trails. I've seen a lot of results just from doing trail runs and all that, and I don't know.
As in what?
I like it better, that's a result to me. Like, if I made that decision to do it, like, I've seen that result as, like, I can do cardio for longer. And then, I had my body fat tested today, because we were going through the result, or the process that this gym has. So, I was the client.
Oh, okay.
Received the, we call it a VFP, visual fitness, picture or something like that. I don't even know. And then I gave one, right? So I edit within that. We do the Lang skin fold calipers, and I was down 3% from last time I tested. So I was at 12.6 as opposed to 16, which is really nice. And so I've seen results with that. And I love it. Like, I'm really enjoying it. I found, like, I get to explore. I get to go, like, I hope to get into the whole barefoot thing a lot more with it. Like, get my 5 fingers out. And
I haven't seen you sporn those lately.
I'll wear them if I go out on the trails. I don't wear them around town as much. I was thinking about seeing if they'll let me wear them at work, because it's a great conversation piece. And then I'm yet known as, oh, the running guy. Because I mean, no one knows how to run, right? Like, out of all the trainers I've talked to at the gym, all of the clients I've talked to, no one knows how to run, right? And it's just, it's sad. Very sad.
Okay.
No. How about, what do you do to mix up your workouts, T? Like, if you have done your body part split, you've done your total body, you've, you know, blah, blah, blah. What is, I mean, the thing that you do, like, maybe for a week, or you'll take and do just random stuff, or a day you'll just do just random stuff. You said that you sometimes love your chest, you know, yeah. Work your chest or your back or whatever the muscle group happens to be. How do you mix it up?
So the easiest way to probably is that I do my boxing workouts.
Uh-huh.
On my weeks where it's kind of the, you know, 4 weeks of doing a workout, I usually will throw in a week of boxing and then another 4 weeks of doing something just as like a phase period.
Okay.
Is a fun thing that I like to do. Or it's that there's the days that I get to the gym and it's like, I don't really want to do that workout. I feel like beating the crap out of something. And so boxing to me is my, it's kind of my subconscious workout. Like uh-huh. I can just go in, do it. And it kicks my butt, and I know how to do it, and I don't. It's an easy don't think great workout.
Okay,
at least for me. I mean, it's probably not for anybody else that's listening to this unless you know how to box well.
Right,
but that's my staple.
Yeah, because I think it's important to have something that you can just go to, and something you love that you don't really have to think.
Yeah, really like important. What I with the guy I work out with in the mornings, like there'll be occasionally mornings that I don't make it, or you know he's got to do something in the morning, so he has to work out later at night. I always give him the same workout to do.
Okay.
Because I want this workout to be something that like he mentally just knows.
Is it the Randy Couture single bar workout?
It's the single bar workout. Nice. I just like that one. It's easy and it's just an all body. I think I've said it on this once or twice. But, so yeah, I'm trying to make that his staple fall back on, too. Because he's a bigger guy, and I don't think getting him into a boxing thing would be good.
No. Right. Yeah, from what I've seen, he needs to get some hip mobility. Oh, like, sure. His hips are tight. But as far as what I do, because I usually mix in Pilates workouts into my normal training. So, like, if I'll and that'll be a double day or an extra long workout. So I'll go, say, for this week, probably Tuesday, Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday. I'll probably do Pilates tomorrow, and then I might do it on Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday as well. So I'll mix that in. So it's not really my go-to workout, but I just kind of have that as my constant. But my mix-it-up workout, there are two I really go to. I'll either take a class, which is kind of a cop-out. I'll take, you know, just someone's random cardio kickboxing, spin class, pump, body pump, yoga, something different.
Insert class
here. Insert class here. Or I'll go do a rugby workout. I'll do my sprints and my, you know, tackle drills and all that good stuff, which I love. Like it gets me out. Like, I'll just go find a field somewhere and just set up some cones and run and just do things that will make me die. You know, like just you feel like that burning like right in your chest. Ugh. And that's for me like when I just need to mix it up and go do something hardcore. So.
Sounds good. And that's kind of something that you listening to this, people of the podcast world, is find that one thing that gets you motivated to work out.
Right.
Like, Keon's is rugby. Mine was boxing. You know, you might be swimming. That used to be mine before I met boxing. Like, it was
like met boxing. Your girlfriend. Yeah.
Is I would go and swim, and or I would do a water polo. I haven't played water polo in years. I should try that.
I think there's rec leagues around here.
That might be an interesting. I haven't swam at all. I might have to do that.
Yeah.
I might have to throw that into the Cal workout
pool,
later.
How much is it for a membership at Cal Pool?
Oh, I don't know, but the gym that I work at has a lap pool that I'm going to jump into. So. But yeah, I might have to do that.
Huh. You should.
But that's a good thing to try, is just to find something that's, you know, some people really love a spin class.
Which I love.
So go do the spin class. On top of your workout, you know, go do, or instead of your workout one day.
Instead of your cardio, yeah.
Yeah, and, or, you know, the swimming, the, take a ballet class.
Mm-hmm.
Do, you know, do something that it doesn't need to be such a, I mean, a ballet class, yeah, I know you're going to sweat in and whatnot, and it might not be as intense as a boxing or rugby, but
something you love.
It's almost, it's a mental equalizer.
Right.
You know, sometimes working out with just the weights by yourself, listen to the Linkin Park.
Or us
is going to get tiring after a while.
Right.
So don't, yeah, listen to something else and or do something else. Yeah, there it is.
What I've also found, sorry, that was a great transition, is that people wake up and work out just to work out. They don't wake up to reach their goal, you know? Like, they don't wake up to realize their dream. And that's just, I mean, if you're going to work out, wake up and work out to reach your dream. Like, the reason you get up and work every morning is not to pay the bills. The reason you get up to work every morning is that so you can enjoy life and reach your dreams. If you're just waking up to pay your bills, that's kind of, I mean, that's not living up to your potential. It's the same for working out, you know? If you're just going to the gym to go through the motions, you're not reaching your potential and you're not going to get your goals. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to have, I mean, you have to have something other than that, you know? Like, something like, all right, my dream is to fill in the blank, not ride a rascal scooter around. My dream is to fit into the bathing suit I love and be confident in it. Whatever it happens to be, go to the gym for that dream, not just to work out.
So the dream / goal, that's basically what it is, people, is to set a goal and go for it.
Yeah, and go hard.
So.
Yep.
Touche.
All right, well, I think that should wrap us up for this podcast. Do you have a good one for us,
Yeah.
Before we do, I have a challenge for you.
Challenge!
Challenge time. I'm trying to think of if I must incorporate this as a regular daily challenge. But go make two decisions today. Two decisions to change something in your life that you know is not working. Doesn't have to be fitness related, but if it's something fitness related, great. But make a decision. And what the decision...
Like, give us examples.
My decision... Let's see. Okay. Decision could be quit smoking. Decision could be to work out 3 times a week. Decision could be to, I don't know, something you've been putting off. Get your hair cut. I don't care what it is. Because what the word decision means is to remove all other options. So when you make that choice and you make that decision, decide and do it. And that, I mean, one is good for your life, but as far as fitness goes, I mean, if you just make a decision and you have no other options but to go to the gym and reach your goal, you're going to be a much happier person.
Here's a good one. Go through your DVR and get rid of the series and seasons that you really don't need to watch.
Right.
I.e. anything on VH1.
Yeah. Anything, what is it? I Love
May. Of something.
Right. Some Flavor of Love, whatever.
Rock of Love.
Rock of Love.
Anything with love in the title.
Right. Or maybe your decision could be to get half an hour more of activity a day. Whatever it is, make the choice and remove every single other option. So you only have that choice. And just wear your blinders and tunnel vision in. Just two.
That's it. I like that.
Thank you.
Touche.
Stole that from Anthony Robbins.
Okay.
Yeah, I like him. All right, take us out, T.
I'm going to leave you guys with Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders, a great childhood game. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you in a while. Peace.
Bye-bye. He got a glimpse in the bathroom.